Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan. Nancy, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Got my shoes all wet because it's kind of dewy around the yard, but it looks like it's going to be a nice day today.
Yeah, and so this is a good weekend to take advantage of it. You know, Tony, we were talking. You know there's only 4 weeks left and 4 weekends for August?
I do know that. How I know that, Nancy, is the kids yesterday were talking about the fact they have to go to school in a month, and my 10-year-old yelled out loud, "No!" So we know that it's coming.
Oh, boy, it sure is.
Well, tell us about gas prices today.
Well, interesting story. On average today, about $3.83 across the state. And a week ago, they were $3.83. A month ago, they were $3.79. But a year ago today, that same gallon of gas was going for $2.84, so a dollar and a penny more than the same time last year.
And with crude prices dropping under $85 a barrel yesterday, I hope that's passed on to us, Nancy, and we see a little bit cheaper prices at the pump.
Well, Tony, we should. As you know, with crude oil prices going down so significantly, and unfortunately, while they're down, is this, you know, the fears of the global recession. You know, yesterday the stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, went down over 500 points, its biggest drop since the 2008 financial crisis. So prices for everything are coming down, unfortunately. So crude oil prices, they're down, and the pump price should be following the crude oil price.
Nancy, I spoke with some friends earlier this week. They've been away on a 2-week camping trip, and they were telling me how the 3 campgrounds that they have been in have been packed. And as you and I talked many months ago, the reservations for campgrounds around the state were up, and I guess that will probably hold through the rest of August.
It will. It will. As you know, as we've talked, Tony, camping is a great economical way to enjoy the holidays and just any weekend during the summer. So camping's been very popular throughout the summer. A lot of the resort areas around the state are offering stay 2 nights, get a third free, or stay 2 nights, get a round of golf. So there's some deals to be made and deals to be found just yet. But lots of activities this weekend. And if you haven't had a chance to get that vacation in, for your summer, well, this, you're looking at this month, so you got to do it. You got to enjoy yourself and treat yourself a little bit.
And, Nancy, I know AAA has a great source for helping folks find out where the road construction challenges are around the state.
Right. If you go to AAA.com, you can find information on road construction and on activities around the state. And if there's a place you're interested in, you can go online, for example, Traverse City, and find out lots of information about hotels and restaurants. So lots of activities and lots of outdoor events. We're starting to see the beginning of, like, county fairs around the state. This is an annual late summer fall tradition. So lots of outdoor places to enjoy the weekend.
All right, Nancy, before I let you go, what was the average price for a gallon of gas?
On average across the state today, $3.83. And as we said, hopefully it's going to come down a bit with crude oil prices dropping.
All right. We need to invite folks to come to Lansing because there are several places around the mid-Michigan area, Admiral Speedway, Sam's, that it's $3.56 a gallon. How about that?
Wow, that is remarkable. We always say, AAA, if you see a good price, fill up when you see it. And you know, $3.83 is the average, but you're going to find it a little bit more than that. And certainly, as you just said, a lot less than that in spots around the state.
All right, Nancy, your voice sounds like you've been singing at a rock concert or something.
Just getting over a summer cough.
All right, you take care of yourself. We'll talk with you soon.
You got it, Tony. Have a great weekend.